This podcast was specifically created for distress and crisis Ontario organizations and their volunteer responders to provide training and educational assistance on a variety of topics. As information evolves and changes, these podcasts are meant to offer ongoing support with the goal of updating them on an ongoing basis. We thank the volunteer responders and the contributors to this podcast. Please visit our website, dcontario.org, for more information and how to access free mental health services. Thank you.
COVID-19 continue to be a pandemic, not only here but across the globe. What are some things that people can do to limit the amount of anxiety and stress they may feel on a day-to-day basis?
Hi, Kayla. The unfortunate thing is that with many of the organizations closing up because of the social distancing requirement, a lot of people who are already experiencing anxiety are being left without many resources. So distress and crisis lines, virtual counseling and telephone counseling are really ramping up. The technology isn't supporting the increased usage, so it's a little sketchy sometimes for virtual work and for telephone work. But Distress and Crisis Ontario has been providing talk and text through our ONTX 258258 number and through our voice calling for a long time. We also have a web chat option that we've had for a long time. So our infrastructure is there already, and so people can reach out. We're trying to get that information out to people as much as we possibly can. Mm-hmm. It appears that it is getting out because our numbers are increasing, and we're really working hard at ensuring that we're able to manage the numbers. I think on average, as of last night, we've seen an uptick about 30%.
That's great, and it's good to know that people are using the services out there while remaining at home. And speaking of social distancing, it really should be physical distancing, because a lot of people are remaining isolated, whether it's inside their home or wherever they're choosing to remain. But what would you say is the best way in order to continue the sense of community? How important is it, the internet right now, for people of all ages?
It's incredibly important. We have a program called Telecheck, where we would call out to vulnerable individuals, and we're really ramping up that program. So if we are aware of individuals who require a call out to ensure that they don't continue to be isolated or that they're getting their needs met, we're happy to do that. We're strongly recommending people connect with us, and we're upping our staffing. The community is responding incredibly well. So we have one of our organizations is Talk in Kingston, and they're at the Queen's University. So since Queen's University closed up, they have literally said to us, we've got all these volunteers, what can we do, you know, how can we help? And so we're busy training them up to be on the lines, to be on the texting platform, and to be checking out video chats, so that we are available to people to connect, ask their questions, get referrals. We're trying and hoping that we can be that resource for people so that they don't have to go to the Emerge and block it up if they have questions or if they're worried and concerned, but really it's not necessarily an emergency.
Mm-hmm. And Nina, do you mind speaking to the caregivers as well as medical professionals? Because there's no doubt that their stress and anxiety levels, I'm sure, are through the roof at this point. And so what are some of the things that we can do to assist those that are probably feeling the stress of perhaps they've been a caregiver for many times, and now because of social distancing, they're not able to actually be in touch and in person with their loved ones?
Exactly. People are so creative. It's incredible. They're going outside of the buildings of places that they can't be and making phone calls. The area that is really struggling the most are developmentally fragile adults who are being cared for by elderly parents. And so it's a double whammy for them. And so we're strongly encouraging them to reach out. There are lots of resources that is available. Many organizations technologically have been making it possible for people to reach out by minimizing the cost. So for example, we work with iMobile and they were like, what can we do? I connected with Rogers and they said, we can hook you up really quickly on technology so that we can expand that option for individuals to reach out to people in all formats. So we're trying to share the information as best as we possibly can.
Nita, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. We really appreciate the advice as well as feedback. Nita Gear, she's the executive director with Distress and Crisis Ontario. Some really good tips on how to manage the stress and anxiety levels, Arda, as we continue to manage and go through this COVID-19 crisis. Back to you.
Kayla, thank you. Starting to...
Hi, I'm Damien, one of the editors of the DCO Learning Forums podcast. Over the past year, we've been busy converting our Learning Forum series of videos into podcasts and thinking of new ways to continue delivering new and more in-depth content. We've seen the demand, and we're announcing our move to Pinecast and our new tip jar function. Please consider going to tips.pinecast.com/jar/distress and crisis Ontario and donating. And in return, we'll be recording new follow-up episodes on some of our most popular topics. These will be accessible for tippers only, and will help pay for travel, web hosting, etc. For the interim, you'll still be able to access existing content on both the Pinecast and Fireside feeds for free, but eventually we'll be making the switch to Pinecast. Thank you for your understanding.